I'm going to turn the call over now to our host, and just honor the Lord for each of you this morning. We're going to have a good word. If you haven't already done so, get your Bible, something with which to write, and some paper, because we are going to be blessed
Bible,
by the man of God. Thank you. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for greeting the people, and as we love to say, getting everybody spiritually seated so that they can receive what thus saith the word of the Lord this morning. We do again extend the warmest of kingdom greetings on this wonderful Wednesday morning on the Master's Call. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and on behalf of our visionary, Dr. P.K. Robertson, myself, Dr. Vanessa's host, we are just humbled and honored that you're a part of what God is doing on this call each and every morning. To our first-time listeners, we extend a special warm kingdom greeting to you, and thank you for joining us, and appreciate all of you for doing what we love to do best, which is celebrate Jesus each and every morning. And the mission that God has given us as we begin this journey of the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. That's what we're all about, is enriching your lives through the spoken word of God, through the fellowship, the sweet communion of believers on this line, to enhance our lives by adding, stretching, taking us past our comfort zone so that we truly are those kingdom builders, those ministers in the marketplace. And as we receive the word of God each and every morning on this line, we're empowered to go and wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring those others into God's marvelous light. So we celebrate each and every one of you, and again, welcome you, welcome you, welcome you to the Master's Call. The scripture that the Lord has given us is, we began this journey, our foundational word can be found in Psalms 88:13, and in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that we know we serve a Savior that hears and answers prayers. And we're excited that each and every one of you are on this line, not about us, but to hear from the Lord and the Lord. Our Lord and Savior. And every morning, I tell you, the Lord has blessed us to be a platform, to be a vehicle, a tool, to let His word, His anointing, His presence flow. And so that you can always visit, invite others to the place where these words are archived, we have a website. And we invite you to our website to click on the different links and to listen to the many, many messages that are there. To also, we ask you to be that evangelist. What are we saying? Spread the good news. Tell others about the TMC, the Master's Call, and invite them to listen in every morning. And if they can't, to definitely go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.com. WordPress.com, the Masters with an S, morning call, .wordpress.com. And then there you will find current announcements, special events that are going on or things that are happening. We have posted on our website for many of you who have been asking the homegoing celebration of Minister Elisha David Roberts, the information of the website to go to. We are continuing to lift up earnestly Dr. P.K. Roberts in her season of transition, of new beginnings, that God will strengthen her and keep her. And one of the things that we believe that we are to always keep on doing is to pray. Luke 18:1 says that we all ought to pray. And we have an email address where we encourage you to send your prayer requests, your petitions. And that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And so we want you to let us hear from you. Send those prayer requests. I tell you, we have been blessed, and I am so humbled and honored by the prayer warriors who stepped up to the plate, who have a lifestyle and a discipline of prayer to bombard heaven and speak the word of God wrapped in his anointing, which comes inherent in his word, the prayer requests that we receive. And we're always looking for new prayer warriors, not just to sit on the sidelines and the banisters, but for you to jump in and be God's hands extended. And prayer is work. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary, and we're honored to do the work of the kingdom and pray. So send those prayer requests, those praise reports, or just a shout out to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We also want to remind you all that the thread that brought all of our hearts, our lives together is Artists International. And we are so excited to be a part of this family-owned Christian God and company, the Diaz de Leon family. I heard a mandate from God, saw a vision, and stepped out on it over 22 years ago. And we're just privileged to be passed the baton and for this call to be passed the baton of prayer to lift them up. And for all of our artist distributors on the line, we're encouraging you to definitely go to your back office, avail yourself of the exciting things going on. They're in the midst of an I Am tour that is going from coast to coast. Spoke with Godmother, who we all love, Dorothy Cook, day before yesterday, and she was sharing with me how exciting it's been on the road and how we have a fresh wind of God's blessings as they're visiting from city to city, and we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. This Saturday in Houston, Texas, the regional conference at the Crown Plaza Hotel by the Reliant Stadium. Go to your back office and get all the details. Looking forward to hugging a lot of necks I haven't seen in a while down there in Houston on Saturday. Also, want to encourage you from coast to coast to pray. Pray that the will of the Lord continue to be done on this call and through this company, as that is our platform and our main mission to lift them up. And you folks who are, although I are not distributors, you are just so welcome, and we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you and learn about what all the excitement that we are feeling about being a part of the Artists International family. I want to give a little bit of a correction and ask for your prayers this morning. Many of you do know that Joseph B. Washington and Kathy Washington's, Joseph's mother, went home to be with the Lord in a tragic car accident on Friday. But today at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, there's a memorial service there in Atlanta. And the number that we want to give out, if you want any details to go, her platinum president, Ravit Ferdita Monk, and I've been in touch, and many of us surrounding the Washington family would love, but never hurts for them to continue to hear from you. The correct number for the location, if you want directions and information, is 404-522-7478. So we're just lifting them up in prayer today. They're having a service in Atlanta, and then they will be taking her to her final resting place in Washington, D.C. So continue to keep the Washington family lifted up in prayer. All right, Miss Willis, you could come and give us our opening prayer, and then we're going to definitely get the man of God up so that he can continue to bless us on maximizing our life. Minister Willis, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Oh, we give thanks to the Lord our God, for his goodness is forever lasting. I will extol you, O my God, O my King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Father God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. We thank and praise you for the mighty works of your hand. Father, we thank and praise you that we are able to get together on this TMC to start our day out with you, getting directions for what you would have us to do. You have purposed each of us for something different in this day. And so we thank you, oh God. We thank you that you are the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Father, we thank and praise you that we can gather together on this Master's Morning Call. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who are the founders of this call. And, Lord, as we have already said we are going to do and will continue to do, is to lift up Dr. PK to Roberts to be everything she needs you to be during this time in her life. Father, to order her footsteps, oh, Lord, let her feel your love. Let her feel your comfort. Whatever she needs, oh, Lord, we know that you have it because you told us that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank and praise you, O God, for the D.A.S. De Leon family, Lord, for if it were not for Artists International, we would not be here this morning to give glory, to give honor, to hear a word from the Lord. Father, you told us to be hearers of the word. You told us that hearing the word of God comes by hearing, O Lord. And so what we thank you, Lord, that we are hearers of your word. We thank you, Lord, that it comes by hearing and then applying faith to that. So we thank and praise you, O God, for the man of God, Pastor Chuck, who will come and give us the word this morning. We thank you, Lord, yesterday that he told us that we are not criticizers. We are not to be traumatizers. The only person and thing that we're going to traumatize is the devil, in Jesus' name. And Father God, man, we thank you that we are maximizers of whatever you have given us, because everything we need has been given to us before the foundation of the word. We have everything we need to operate in. So we thank you, Lord, that he is coming again today to expound, oh, Lord, on how we are to be maximized in our life. Now bless him richly, oh, Lord, him and his congregation in Jesus' name. Father, touch him, oh, Lord, that the word comes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Father God, we thank you that your word is like a heat-sinking missile, dispelling any interference that might want to come against this call, any interference that might want to come against the airwaves in Jesus' name. Now we loose holy, oh, glory. We loose your peace. We loose clarity in Jesus' name. And for everybody who's on this phone, we just thank you, Lord. They have taken this time. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for strategically aligning the heavens so the word of God can come forth freely. And without further ado, we are so blessed, excited to hear part two from our dear man of God, a pastor, a father, a husband, an author, a psalmist, but utmost a yielded mouthpiece to the Lord who loves God with all of his heart. We introduce to some and present to others, Dr. Pastor Chuck Brown, the floor is yours.
God bless you. God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, we bless the Lord for you and for this assignment that God has given you with this call, and also that powerful prayer, which tapped into so many things. I appreciate the fact that we have prayer warriors on this line who really know how to pray, who are strategic in their prayers, and I want to just encourage these women of God to continue to do what they are doing. All right, we want to pick up from what we left off on yesterday, and I want to direct your attention to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, verse 31. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed into his field, which indeed is the least of all seed. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. As stated earlier, we are continuing on the assignment that the Lord has me on, living life to the max, maximized living through maximized giving. This serves as a backdrop for what God is doing in this season. It's not the year for the criticizer, nor is it the year for the traumatizer, but God wants us to be maximizers, and I believe that we have maximizers on the line today, individuals who know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're in the express lane. Already I've seen the Lord move me so fast to the point that I don't have time to even notice who I'm passing up. I'm not paying attention to the haters. I'm outworking them. I'm not paying attention to jealous folk because while they're dealing with their jealous issues, I'm out-strategizing them. I'm not paying attention to slow folk because while they're taking their time getting to their destiny, God has taken me out of the regular flow of traffic and has placed me in the express lane. And I'm going somewhere, and it's not going to take me all year to get there. I'm going places. And if the price I have to pay is more effort, more diligence, and less sleep, then I guess I won't be sleeping as much this season as I did the last one. Today, I want to bring us to another place of emphasis as we ride down the express lane to maximize living. In John 7:10, it says, the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus goes on to say, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're not living the abundant life, then that means that you have not yet tapped into why Jesus came. He didn't just come to give us eternal life. but he also came to give us the abundant life. So why have one without the other? Why be saved and broke? Why be saved and sick? Why be saved and depressed? Why be saved and hold on to hurt? You can take the devil's stuff if you want, but I'm living life to the fullest. I'm maximizing my life. I'm maximizing what God has given to me. So today I want to focus on maximizing potential. Maximizing potential. God has placed within each of us a seed. I want you to hear this well. It's not a seed of failure. It's not a seed of bondage. It's not a seed of mediocrity. But each of us, every last one of us, has a seed of greatness planted in us. And this transfer happened before the beginning of time. It occurred before your parents even worked to conceive you. God told Jeremiah, look, I knew you before you were formed in your mama's belly. I knew you before you even came out of the womb. And before I brought you here, I ordained you. I put so much in you before you were born, and I expect for you to bring it out. The essence of this lesson I want to give you this morning is this. There can be no maximized living until you tap into the fullness of your potential. Your potential contains everything you could possibly want. It contains everything you could possibly need. And if you can just tap into it, you can see serious results. But in order for you to tap into your potential, the following must occur. And here we are. Number one, your potential must be identified. Your potential must be identified. There's no sense in watering a seed if you don't know what it's going to produce. Different seeds produce different results. Different seeds require, therefore, different food. Different seeds grow in different environments. You have to identify what seeds are in you so that you can know where you need to be in order to grow properly. If you don't do this, you'll stay frustrated because you're trying to grow in a place that's not optimal for growth. You'll stay on a job that's not optimal for your growth. You'll stay in a relationship that's not going to help your growth. You'll stay in a church that's not going to help you spiritually. What is your gift? What is your purpose? When you find out these things, do that. Stop trying to do things that won't cause you to grow. Stop eating fertilizer that's not for you. Stop trying to do what other people are doing. Their environment may not be ideal for you to grow in. Your potential has to be identified. But here's number two. Your potential must be watered. Water causes the potential in the seed to burst forth. Let me say that again. Water causes the potential in the seed to burst forth. It strengthens the potential to the point that it outlasts and outgrows the shell. In the text that we read, Jesus described the kingdom like a grain of mustard seed. The mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds in the world, especially in the Palestinian region. But Jesus says that this small seed grows big enough to take care of other beings. Don't sleep on me while I'm small because you don't know my potential. Don't sleep on me or belittle me while I'm renting somebody else's house right now because you don't see my potential. Don't worry about what you see on the outside. It's who I am on the inside that really matters. And as long as I'm watering, whatever's on the inside of me will eventually overshadow what's on the outside. It's interesting to note that water brings growth. The seed grows because of the water. Some of you are praying that the storm stop coming your way, but what you're really saying when you say the storm stop coming my way is, Lord, don't give me what I need to grow. Maximizers understand that their storms are necessary for their potential to be seen. You want to see who I really am? Then watch me in the time of a storm, Lord Jesus. Yeah, you want to see what I'm really capable of? Then watch me when I'm going through a storm. Say what you want, but your storm can cause you to outgrow your shell. The root word of potential is potent. Potent means powerful, means forceful, it means strong. There is power in your potential. The reason why the devil is bringing all kind of hardships your way is because he's trying to distract you from your potential. He's trying to hinder your potential and block your potential. But what the devil doesn't realize is every storm he brings my way is something, is causing something supernatural to happen on the inside. A revolution is taking place. A metamorphosis takes place on the inside that causes me to grow. And while he's messing with me, he's causing my potential to come out even further. That divorce brought out my potential. That sickness brought out my potential. That problem brought out my potential. Therefore, I don't run from my storms. I stand right there because if I'm going to grow, then I need the storms to water down on me. What you must realize is that the storms that the devil brings must go through heaven's filtering system so that it's just what I need. Hallelujah. What the devil tries to bring on me goes through heaven first, gets God's approval, and then comes to me. That's why Job, he could have chilled and said, listen, I know I'm going to get more because the trial went through God's filtering system. system first. And whenever it goes through God's filtering system, that means that God already has something planned for me, a destiny. He knows that my harvest is going to be worth me going through this storm. So God has to give the devil permission before he can even bring those storms my way. Here's number three. Your potential must be weeded. A lot of people don't like this, but your potential, it has to be weeded. Whenever you are going somewhere in the kingdom, people will latch on to you and cause you to do everything but what you're called to do. Yes, they will. I try not to get caught up in situations that have nothing to do with my potential as a father and my potential as a husband or an employee or as a pastor. I have what is called a triage system. In battlefield medicine, as well as emergency rooms, there is what we call a triage. And the principle of triage involves dividing patients into three groups. A, those who will die anyway, whether or not they receive medical attention. Two, those who will survive anyway, whether or not they receive medical attention. And three, those who will survive only if they receive timely medical potential. Despite its morbid nature, triage is important, extremely important if you want to maximize the number of lives you save. If you don't do it, the results will be far worse than if you do. So basically, you have to weed out those who won't bring you to your place of destiny. When you want to maximize potential, then you understand how valuable your time is. Time is so valuable that you won't be able to get it back ever. So you should use a triage approach because you need to understand what's going to be productive or unproductive. Let me show you what I mean. If you take notes, put down A. Projects that will fail to have a significant impact whether you do them or not. This includes projects that may be urgent or non-urgent, but they definitely aren't important. If you focus your attention on this group, you're just spinning your wheels, while more important projects need to be done, and they'll remain undone. Ask yourself what difference a project will make in your life in 5 years, and if the answer is none, then it probably belongs to this group. So there are things I found myself being courted lately to be a part of many ministerial alliances and organizations, and they want me to be a part of them, but in many of them, I don't see where I how they will have a significant impact, not just on me, but on the world. And therefore, because of where God is bringing me, I can't be on a sinking ship. Some of you right now are in places, are involved in things that you know are going to fail, but you continue to be a part of it as if it's going to make a difference. The Titanic was going to sink whether or not the captain and his crew kept working. Sometimes you got to know when to get off the boat. Here's B. Projects that will succeed anyway, whether you do them or not. This includes projects that will still get done by others, even if you decline to participate. Somebody else will pick up the ball if you drop it. Watch this. Sometimes, and I hate to bust your bubble, but sometimes we think we're essential when we really aren't. For example, if you quit a club or a team that really seems to need you, it may do just fine without you. I'm not suggesting that your participation won't matter, just that it isn't essential. Think of the wounded person on the battlefield who'd love some medical attention for his or her injuries, but still would be okay even if no help is available. All right? Here's C. Projects that will have a significant impact if you complete them in a timely manner. This includes projects that are very important but really urgent. Some projects, include starting a family, launching your own business, becoming physically fit, exploring personal development. In the long run, these projects, these habits, these practices can make a huge long-term difference in your life, but they require your sustained personal attention to succeed. So you have to weed out what won't bring you to your destiny. But you also got to weed out people who will kill your potential. Weeds are designed to choke the life out of a plant. If they're not taken up, then they will destroy what is trying to grow. Please stop hanging around with people who are choking the life out of your dream. Please stop forcing relationships that are choking the energy from you. Please stop kicking it with folk who are purposely bringing negativity and doubt around you. Negative people send off an era of pessimism that is contagious. There's a movie that's about to come out called Contagion. I can't wait to see it because I know God's going to give me a message out of it. But I understand this. Look, if you don't weed out those that don't belong around you, you'll find yourself in a place of regret later on. Years down the line, while they're flourishing, you'll be reminded time and again of the opportunities you had to cut them off, but you didn't. I want you to tell yourself, I got to let some folk go. If he won't do right, weed them out. If she won't support you, weed them out. If they won't encourage you and keep trying to tear you down and try to sabotage your efforts, weed them out. Here it is, number four, finally. Number four, realize that it is God that gives the increase. In 1 Corinthians 3:6-7, well, let me repeat that. Realize that it is God that gives the increase. Paul says this, I have planted Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered it, but God that giveth the increase. Before I talk about the increase, let me point out again, I want to say something about verse 8. The latter part says that every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. In other words, God blesses what you're doing. If you're not doing anything, then you leave God with nothing to bless. He breathes on what you've been working on and then multiplies it. He gives an abundant return on maximum effort. Hallelujah. God looks for somebody who's doing something and blesses their efforts. He does not give increase to people who are doing nothing. In fact, in order to have increase, he must also, you must already have something. Abraham, what do you have? Lord, I've been a good steward of my money. I pay my bills on time. I don't owe anybody. God takes Abraham from being rich to very rich. Moses, what's the problem? Well, Lord, you told me to go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh. We've been making some progress. We've been moving forward. We've been making moves. Now, all of a sudden, our forward progress has been impeded by the sea. Pharaoh saw me is coming after us. We can't move to our left or right because mountains surround us. What can I do? Moses, you can't do anything but by yourself. But since I can trust you to move forward, since I know that you're going to continue to make moves, I'm going to step into your situation and cause that which has been blocking your progress and hindering your advancement to part in half. And anybody who tries to stop you will drown in it. Some of you have been making moves and it seems like you're stuck. You've been going forward and it seems like you've hit into a brick, run into a brick wall every time you move. But God sees your efforts. He sees what you're dealing with and what you've been moving with and what you've been working with. And he's going to bring increase to the degree that political red tape can't stop you, banks can't stop you, mortgage companies won't stop you, creditors won't stop you, sickness and disease can't stop you. Because when God gives increase to you, he destroys your enemies. That's not to say that some won't pop up. But these Egyptians right here, you ain't going to see them anymore. That's why God used David. He said, look, I'm going to take the rock that you hit and knock down your giants. He told the little boy, look, give me 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. I'll increase in your life. I just got to know that you're going to tap into the potential of what you have. Maximize, people, your potential. Maximize your gift. Your gift is going to make room for you. My gift ain't going to make room for you. I promise that. And your gift won't make room for me. But your gift, tap into it. Stir it up. And watch what God will do in your life. Maximize your potential. And watch how it maximizes your life. God bless you. I pray that this has been a blessing. On next week when we come, I'm also going to continue to maximize the confession. And we'll just stay in this theme. Be blessed. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Awesome word, man of God. Thank you so much for blessing us with that word. Oh, that was awesome. As he has continued in this series of maximized living for maximized giving, and today he talked about maximized potential. I know you grasp that word. God has placed outside of all of us, inside all of us, a seed of greatness, and he gave us 4 awesome points. Your potential must be identified. Your potential must be watered. Your potential must be weeded. And then realize it is God that gives the increase. Amen, amen. Well, I tell you, that was an awesome, awesome word. I'm going to call on Minister Amber. I don't see Minister Robert on the board, so Amber, if you would come on, please, and close us out in a word of prayer, seal that awesome word, and let's just go from there. Floor is yours. Did I lose her? Hallelujah. I tell you, that was a word, that was a word. All right, Minister Tiffany, will you please go on and close us out in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, for your lordship, Father God. We ask right now that you would continue, Father God, to keep us in your grace and your mercy, under your loving kindness, Father God, under your shield of protection, oh God. Father God, I ask that you would bless and anoint each person on this line today, Father God, on the Master's Morning Call, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, and we surrender and submit ourselves to you, Father God, that we will be the ministers in the marketplace, Father God. I pray for every need, Father God. I ask that you would meet it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for everyone, Father God, who is sick, Father God, and shut in, Father God. I pray that you would be the healer, Father God, and heal them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Those that are in the hospital, Father God, be their comforter, oh God. Go into the hospital rooms right now, Father God, and touch them in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you said that by your stripes we are healed, Father God. So this morning, we claim healing, Father God. We claim deliverance, Father God. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. We claim that you are the God of the breakthrough. So for every financial need, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would meet every need right now, oh God. We thank you and we bless your holy name. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. And we say, keep on working for us, Father God. Keep on working the miracles right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for stepping to the plate and sealing that awesome word of God. I tell you, we have been blessed today. Pastor Chuck, we love you. We appreciate you. You always feed us the filet mignon, the choice cut of God's word each and every time you're on the line. And I know everyone has been blessed, has been empowered by the word that has gone forth from you today. We speak virtue and blessings back into your life, man of God, for being so faithful to our TMC family. And to each and every one of you who are out there, just take that word, marinate, chew on it, maximizing our potential. Again, thanking Minister Tiffany for closing us out. Thank you, Minister Willow, for your opening prayer and getting everyone spiritually seated. And to each and every one else on the line, as we always encourage you, that as you hear these words, as you're blessed by the word of God that goes forth each and every morning, now you submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life, and now go out and be his hands extended, be his minister in the marketplace, and utmost, be his kingdom builder. Blessings and favor to each and every one of you. Look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Have an awesome, wonderful Wednesday in God. Bye-bye.